Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that would block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. And that's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctors. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Podcast where I try to figure out why I'm still single, even though I will let you teabag me. Boo, boo, boo. When I won't complain, I'll say, yum, yum, yum. I love those balls. My guest today is very funny, very wonderful. I love her so much. You know her from, what was my favorite credit? Law and Order, True Crime. She was in 3 episodes, but she's a comedian and I love it. Ego Nwanden. Did I say it right?
You didn't say it right, but I love
how do I say it?
Wotan. The Wotan. M is silent.
Oh, but you did say
but
that.
But we talked about it, but it doesn't matter because that intro made me feel very warm and fuzzy inside. And I'm going to just open this LaCroix
yes,
now.
I should open your LaCroix.
Okay.
Nicole. If you are listening from somewhere else, we are in LA where LaCroix is king. Everybody loves sparkling water here.
Yes.
Everyone is health conscious. Everyone loves bubbles, but they don't like soda.
Yes. I don't drink soda. It's true. It's facts. I don't do that. I don't drink soda.
Ego. Huh? How are you?
I'm good. Nicole, I'm good today. Yesterday, if you had asked me. I don't know, lost in the world.
Okay.
I woke up today and meditated. I don't meditate, but I was like, we need to do something.
RuPaul says you should meditate. And I've tried because I try listening to and doing whatever Bruce says.
Yes.
But I can't get my brain to clear.
Yes. Yeah. Dude, I was thinking, I'm like, when you sit down to meditate and you realize just how fast your brain is going. Girl, I started thinking about things from 2 years ago. Like, I think this person, I maybe said this weird thing to a person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is crazy what I carry around. Like, it's insane.
We all carry so much trauma.
Yes.
In therapy, my therapist, we were talking about spanking and like how Black people love to spank their kids.
Yes.
They love to beat their kids senseless. And she's like, why do you think they do that? And I was like, I don't know, to like keep them in line. She's like, yeah, and who'd they see that from? And I was like, I don't know. She's like, slave owners and overseers. And I was like,
wait, I want to go to your therapist who can give me truth bombs like
Mary
that.
Mary is the wokest white lady I've ever met in my life. If I say something that where I'm like, I don't know, I think I was wronged, and I'll explain it to her, and she'll be like, I mean, fuck, Nicole.
Yes,
you were. And here's how we deal with it. I love Mary.
Oh, I want to see Mary. My friend has a therapist, Dr. B. I live vicariously through my friend because Dr. B also drops truth bombs, but she don't take my insurance, so we won't be going to Dr. B.
See, Mary, I have to, I pay her out of pocket, and then I submit receipts to the insurance company when I remember, because this bitch got ADHD, and she don't remember very often.
So basically, you are paying out of pocket. Okay. Okay, you know what? It's probably worth it, because I went to a therapist, I think I told you about this, that, okay, I can't say the other person's name. I was like, that's not appropriate. Okay, anyway, me and someone else went to a therapist. Mm-hmm. I, like, found the person for us. And I was like, you take my insurance, but I don't like you. But I didn't know I didn't like her. I was
because
it's my first time, too. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, 6 weeks in, and I'm telling my friend who's, like, therapist guru. She's not a therapist, mm-hmm. but just has been going forever. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to go for, like, 2 more weeks. And she's like, Ego, I think it's not a fit. And I think 6 weeks is enough time.
Yeah,
and I
was 6 weeks is more than enough
okay,
time.
I was like, no, I'll go for 2 more. I'll just keep going to this woman and sort of maybe kind of arguing with her. And like, oh, I think you're asking me the wrong questions. But anyway.
I feel like that's a symptom of being a woman. You want to please, and you're like, well, it can't be you. We'll work on this together. It must be me.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly how I felt. But I was like, you're asking, like, she asked me, like, you need to ask yourself why you're dating the same kind of guy. And I was like, did you not just hear me? And I was like, well, maybe I need to describe to you who all of these situations, like, my history. And I was like, you still think this is the same? I really... Even how far removed I am from that therapy session, I'm like, no, you're wrong. They're not the same kind of guy. They're not the same kind
of guy. Therapists will fuck you up for a while. I had one therapist in high school. She had white blonde hair, red lips, and then had a weird speech impediment and had so many books on her wall that I was like, these must be fake.
One of those, you open them up and they're hollow inside.
I was convinced that she had fake books because she was saying a bunch of fake shit to me.
Hey, but you know when it's fake. You know when it's fake. And I was like, this is bad. Okay, I want your opinion on this. This is something that sticks out at me from that therapy session. Talking to her about something and my stomach starts rumbling. Mm-hmm. I like borderline have IBS, just to be perfectly clear, okay? So my stomach sort of starts rumbling, but I'm talking through it. And she's like, well, I think mind, body, and soul are connected. And like the fact that your stomach started rumbling in that moment, I was like, I don't.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, yeah, mind, body, and soul, absolutely. But I don't know.
It may have meant you needed some water.
Yes, right. I was like, no, lady, I don't agree with you that my stomach started rumbling because it meant some deep thing about what I was talking about.
Like,
thank you.
My stomach rumbles in the strangest times.
Yes, when you're laying with a person.
Yes, laying with a person. I once farted so hard with a man.
How did he like it?
He was sleeping, allegedly.
Okay.
And I was like... oh no, I think it's a little toot. It was like a sheet raisin fart. I was like,
waves through the bed. Okay.
And I like looked at him and then I like crawled my little body up to his head and I was like, okay, I think he's still sleeping. But I'm 100% sure I farted. It woke him up and then me being like, are you awake? Woke him up even more.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure of it.
Boy.
I mean, those little toots you think are going to be little baby toots, and then they're more. I shit in my pants as an adult like 2 years ago because I went to Mexico, got like something wrong with my stomach, and then I was like going to the bathroom a bunch, and then I went back to my desk at work, and then I was like, okay, this is just a residual toot, and then it wasn't. It wasn't, and I shit in my pants at work and had to go home.
That's funny. What'd you say to your boss? I pooped myself. Okay. May I please leave?
I snuck out quietly because I also didn't have anything to like put around my to walk to my.
But also, you don't want to smell like shit at work. You gotta just
I just left. I was like, I don't. If she has any questions, she'll ask, and I can tell her tomorrow what happened. I could just say I got very sick.
I once got so drunk, I passed out and woke up and had shit myself.
Really?
And I didn't know till I went to the bathroom and shit. Out of my underwear.
No.
And I was like, what is this?
Wait, was it solid or was it?
It was solid.
Liquidy. Okay,
it was
solid. Okay.
It was like rocks or shit. And I was like, what is happening? And then I was like, oh, is this rock bottom? I'll tell you something. It wasn't.
No, wait, what was rock bottom?
I don't have one.
You're doing great.
I keep doing embarrassing things and I'm still drinking.
Listen, why not? As long as you don't have an actual problem, I'm for it, okay?
I'm not waking up in the morning putting Bailey's in my coffee.
No, then
unless I'm on a plane.
But I feel like if you're on a plane, you must drink alcohol, especially if you're flying first.
Have you ever flown first?
Okay, Nicole, last month for the first time in all of my life, let me tell you, I kept thinking, oh, it's just going to be bigger seats. Who needs a bigger seat?
It's not just
I was like, oh, whatever, fly me first. girl, I don't know how I'll ever go back
you
to
can't.
Coach.
You feel so disrespected when you have to go in the
yes,
back.
Yes, because they're high-key rude, too. And they're
so rude.
They're very
you.
Rude in Coach. And my friend is a flight attendant. I saw her like a couple weeks ago in New York, and I was like, hey, why? I was like, you guys are nicer to people in for like just so kind and like everything's fine. Like you tell me to put my seat up for landing, but then it's not fully up and you're like, whatever.
Sometimes you'll be sleeping and they'll do it gently for you.
Yes, what is this? And she was like, she says, it's easier to be nice in first. That's what her answer was. I don't even, I
think I understand that because there's less people. So if you're nice to all of the steerage in the back.
Oh gosh. I'm going to fly Coach again. In fact, I flew Coach a week later for a ticket
I flew Economy Plus back from DCM. If you don't know, it's an improv marathon in the UCB Theater. I flew Economy Plus back and flew Economy Plus there the whole time. I was like, why am I doing this? Why?
Girl, just I don't know how, I really don't know how, like now that I've experienced it, I called my brother and he was like, it's first class, whatever. And I was like, no, you don't understand.
They treat you nice. Yeah. They give you food for like a full year. Cause Girl Code was flying me back and forth. First class by season three.
Sure.
okay. Took a while. Work. Okay. But like they would give you food and I would say, oh my, this is the best food I have had hands down.
Ever.
And now I've calmed down. I'm like, it's not that good.
It's plain food.
It's just reheated. Something or other. It's fine.
So, but when I was on my flight too, I was like, this is incredible. But I'm so like, okay, so I didn't want to be like very clear that I had been in first for the first, this is my first time in first. So I'm trying to, like, I do this. I've been here before. Uh-huh. So she comes and like gives me a menu and then comes back maybe 15 minutes later and is like, okay, have you decided what you'd like to eat? And I choose like a random thing on there, not realizing it's appetizer, entree, dessert. So she's like, anything else? And I was like, oh, okay, this other thing. And then she's like, okay, and for the dessert? It's like, oh, okay, this thing. I felt so dumb, but
if you next time you fly first class, tell them it's your first time,
okay,
even though it's not,
okay,
and they'll be extra nice to you,
okay.
Because I remember the very first time I flew first class, I was so excited because it had lay down seats and I was like losing my mind, and I was grinning really hard on the flight. And it's like, you're in a good mood, and I was like, I'll tell you a secret, I've never been up here before. And then like a couple other people were like, yay,
it was like a little party, yes.
Everyone's like, welcome to money, we're nice up here.
They are though, and that's what I was like. She was, I think she obviously at that point knew and was just so sweet and delicate with me. And listen, this is the other thing. I thought the seats like reclined more, right? I didn't know they go on to full blown beds.
Like
an actual bed.
You go
bed.
Right to sleep. And it that, is glorious.
I'm shook by this because I fly east all the time because I'm from the East Coast, and I used to go home all the time. And then I was like, okay, I know I can sleep for like an hour and a half, and then the last 4 hours of this flight I'll be awake. But no, I slept from
the whole way. Time. I had one flight that was delayed, and they allowed first class on so we could all take a nap before we took off.
What? See, what kind of shit?
And they dimmed the lights, so we were all like, and then we heard the rumblings of steerage. And then they were like grumbling back, and then one lady was like, they let them sleep? And I wanted to be like, yes, bitch, they let us sleep. But then it's like, if you're paying $5,000 a fucking ticket, you're going to be nice to people.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, I'm sure in your training somehow, when she answered me, I'm like, I'm sure in your training they advise you to like, hey, these people paid a lot of money. My ticket, I saw what the client paid for my flight, and I was like, I would never pay this.
It's a lot of money. I flew to Australia first class with miles and then some cash, and then like I redeemed this like... I found shit in my blanket and gave me miles and like some Delta dollars. So I like used that. So I think I came out of pocket maybe like $600 to fly first class to Australia.
Yeah.
They are even nicer internationally.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Because those tickets are like $10,000. They are. So like my friend was like, order the vegan thing because it'll make it fresh for you.
Yeah.
everything in America is disgusting. So they gave me like slop, hot slop. No. And I was like, oh, I don't want to eat that. And the flight attendant was like, we're glad you didn't eat that because we didn't know what it was either. But we saved you something. What do you want? And
oh,
I was like,
my
oh,
gosh.
How nice. In economy, they would have been like, bitch, you yeah. had a luck.
That's it. That's it. They're so mean. They're so, I will
mean.
Like, I get like hot flashes on planes. Mm-hmm. These very, not always. I'll like sometimes get, I don't know if it must be motion sickness of some variety. I wake up and I'm like in a sleeping, and then I wake up abruptly and I'm hot as fuck. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh gosh, I'm going to pass out and I'm also going to throw up.
No.
It's these very weird, scary, bizarre things that happen to me on the plane every once in a while. And so I'll have been asleep when they went to do the regular service. They're mm-hmm. like, what do you want to drink? So then I wake up and I'm like, okay, what do I have to calm my body down? I'll need like a hot tea and a ginger ale. Mm-hmm. So then I push the button and they take forever. And I'm like, I will throw up on all my seatmates right now. I will throw up on your... You'll have to come. Hurry. Come and just give me the fucking drink. Like, my gosh.
I flew economy once. This was a while ago. Mm-hmm. And the flight attendant, I was sitting all the way in the back mm-hmm. because I would say 6 years ago, people were not flying as much because the economy wasn't as good as it is now.
Yeah.
And I figured if I picked a seat in the back, I'd usually have the whole row to myself because no one wants to sit next to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this flight attendant, this fabulous man came on mm-hmm. and then he was like just wearing jeans and a t-shirt. And I was like, he looks like a passenger, uh-huh. but like he's in the back touching things.
Uh-huh.
He was just guzzling those little bottles of vodka.
What?
And then he changed into his flight attendant uniform. Then he was like, I'm good to go, girl. All right. And I was like, did he just come from a fucking like bender? And
yes.
he's finishing it out and he is like, gotta fly home. It was so funny. He like crashed
yes.
midway through and was like a little tired, but it was
yes.
very funny.
Good for him.
I loved him. Ego, can I ask you a question?
Yes,
you are
please.
Single, yes?
I'm so single, yeah.
Do you want to be single?
Okay, let me, this is a little bit of an answer. I don't, okay, no, wait, let me, I'm fine being single. Mm-hmm. I am just now, as of like last month, fully admitting and saying it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would like to find a partner and like be in a relationship.
Okay.
Because before I've always been like, I don't give a fuck. If they come, they come. If they don't come. And I'm like, no, I've never been in love. So I'm like, mm-hmm. I want to know what that's like. So now I'm admitting fully, like, yes, I would like a relationship. Am I fine being single? Do I want to be single?
Mm-hmm.
I guess that the answer is no, but I'm
okay. What kind of man's is you looking for? Or woman's, I don't know.
I'm man's. It's all man's. It's man's. I sometimes I'm like, am I a lesbian? Maybe I like women. And then I'm like, no, I do. No, I like men.
Mm-hmm.
But women are really beautiful,
mm-hmm.
aren't they? So beautiful to look at. Okay, so no, a man, I want a tall man who's smart.
Yes.
Like smart.
Ah.
Like that's like key. Like you got to be, like if you know a lot about shit, that's wonderful to me. Like, and like quick-witted, like can keep up,
mm-hmm.
like, and we could like have some banter back and forth. That's a dream. So I've been trying to figure out what how to quantify or qualify this thing that I want.
I don't even know where you find smart men.
I don't know. I straight up, the last smart guy I dated, I should say, that's okay, it was years ago, and
mm-hmm.
he was like kind of a sociopath.
Oh, no.
And I know everyone throws this around like willy-nilly, like everyone's
Here's
a
the thing.
Yeah.
There are more sociopaths out there than people want to admit.
Yes.
There's a lot of people with mental illness
mm-hmm.
that is undiagnosed, and they walking around playing with your brain.
Oh, yes.
Trying to fuck you
yes.
and dick you down.
Yes.
And then you're like, but you wild.
Yes, yes. Oh,
mm-hmm.
my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So I have like a stupid, I know a stupid sociopath, and then I know a smart sociopath, both of whom I've dated. And okay, back to the, now I'm thinking about the therapist being like, they're all the same kind of guy. They're not. There's some other
mm-hmm.
ones in there that aren't sociopaths. But the last smart guy, it was like, he was crazy though. He was really, and like emotionally not okay, like just
mm-hmm.
not okay. So I don't know where you find a smart guy.
I don't know where you find emotionally available men who are smart and have their shit together.
Yeah, I don't, I'm all jokes aside, like,
uh-huh.
this is not just like a, oh, women, this is the shit we're on. Truly,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. So my friend is a doctor. She's dating like co-residents and shit. And they're all, they're also just like, he's mean and emotionally unavailable. Or like, he's emotionally available, but
mm-hmm.
like doesn't know how to deal with his emotions and is being thus weird meat, like hot and cold and shit. So I don't know. Like, and she does, I think I said, I brought her up because I'm like, we do comedy and we do entertainment. So we're like, well, we're in this little world and bubble.
Yeah, and like people are fucked up here, but then she's a doctor and men are still fucked up over
there. Not in one of the big, it's like a doctor in Chicago. So I'm like, what? I don't know where any, what do, I don't know. I don't know, Nicole. I don't know.
I don't know either. It's been... So I've been swiping on Tinder just fervently.
Yes.
Very, very fervently. And everyone has gotten uglier in the last like 6 months. And not to be like, it's looks based, but like I need to be attracted to you.
Yes.
In order for me to be like, well, we can even start talking.
Yes.
And these dudes, like, I have this real ugly man. He commented on my picture. I'm holding coffee in it. And he's like, you need some cream in there. And I said, no, I don't. I drink my coffee black. That's how I drink it. And then he went, LOL. And I was like, where's the laugh?
Yeah, where's?
What's about it?
What is funny about this? That's the thing.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So there's a couple of things I feel right now about what you just said. Yes, I'm like, am I so burnt out with like men that I also am starting to find them just like all ugly and unattractive? And even the attractive ones, I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't know. You're probably got a pea-sized brain. Like, and then here's the thing. The apps. I'm like, a lot of those guys on there, yes, you want them to be attractive. But if you look at my track record, if I were to tell you names and show you photos, with the exception of like one or maybe one to three of the guys I've ever dated, they're not like... I would probably not swipe right on most of the guys I dated.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you meet a guy in real life, you're like, oh, this is great. I love your personality. Yes. I like the way you speak to me. I like you as a person, but then like a picture of them.
Yeah.
You look wild.
Yeah,
like, you
exactly.
have weird eyes.
Yes.
Your hair is disgusting. Like, men also don't take good pictures.
No, they don't. And that's what I can imagine. So for me, even like, I recently had a dating app and I deleted it yesterday. I wish I would have kept
Which
it.
Which one
so that
was
I,
it?
Hinge. I had Hinge.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on Hinge.
Yeah, I'll tell you about it.
It's bad. Can you tell me about.
Yes.
I don't. Have you talked about this on a podcast, that man you went out with? And then he called his mom.
Oh my gosh, I haven't talked about this on a
Please
podcast.
Please tell that story.
Oh,
it's so I've heard it. I think twice now, and it's just wild. It's insane. That I made up a word called insane.
That's what it is, though. Insane plus sad is the story. And it's also sad because while it's happening, I'm like, oh, this is bad. But it's like, no, anyway, okay, I'll tell you. Okay. Carl has made fun of me so much for this too. Okay.
Wait, did you meet him on an app?
I met him on an app.
On Tinder?
On Hinge, actually. And so I didn't just have like a solid Hinge run, just like I had been on Hinge last year, deleted it, and then just got on it truly a week ago and deleted it within a week. I was like, I don't need to be on here. So I met this guy on Hinge. I'm going to give the whole context is that I had dated a legitimately like crazy person that's actually what drove me to therapy because I was like, am I seeing the world as it is? Or maybe is my sense of reality thwarped? I don't know. So I am thwarped.
Thwarped is a good word. It's just like insane. It's insane.
Yeah.
I'm thwarted.
They know what I mean. Thwarted and warped together means thwarped. Okay. So, I'm like, okay, I need to change my type. I heard someone talk about changing their type, and I was like, yeah, maybe that's what it is. Maybe I like the wrong kind of guys, and I want to give them the time of day.
Was he good looking in his picture?
This guy?
Yes.
He was fine looking. And Carl, this is what he makes fun of me for, because I'm like, he was fine looking, like a white dude who was a dentist. And I just thought, you seem like safe, not because he's white, but I'm just like, he's a dentist.
What a safe thing.
Yeah, I'm just like,
you're in mouths all day.
Yeah, you're in mouths.
You can't be that offensive.
Yeah, yeah. What are you going to, you're in mouths all day. You have patients of all kinds of varieties. You also like are not in this comedy world where you're meeting a million people a day and thus won't commit to a person, whatever. So I'm like, this is safe. This could be interesting. And I can't remember. There was something in his bio. Oh, I now remember. Okay, this is good because I haven't told this part. One of his questions, you have to answer questions on Hinge, whatever. One of his things was like, I love sushi. I love shopping. Blah, 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 blah. Like every LA girl saying they're not an LA girl. Some shit like that. And I was like, that's kind of funny. Whatever. I didn't laugh out loud, but I was like, okay.
Like, he's
okay.
Trying.
He's trying. And so I was like, okay. So I matched with this guy. We start talking. And then he was like, we should go out sometime. And I was like, cool, for sure. So he calls me and I was like, oh, okay. So I love a man calling. Mm-hmm. And I know everyone that's up for debate for people, but I'm like, I don't know. I'm old. Like, please
it's
call
nice
me.
It's nice and it's thrilling because you're like, yes! What do I do?
Yes!
Do I answer it? Do I send it to voicemail? I'm going to have to call him back.
Yes!
I don't know.
I love it. I love them calling. So he calls, I answer. I'm on my way to a show, but we're talking a little bit and I was like, hey, do you call every woman like you like? Mm-hmm. Kind of want to go out with on from the app, whatever. He's like, yeah, I do. And hindsight's 20/20. Mm-hmm. He says this. Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, just to like make sure like the conversation's not weird and like she can carry a conversation. And I, you know, like I went out with a girl once who like we were messaging on the app and it was fine. And then like we got to the date because I hadn't called and like she just like couldn't hold a conversation. And I was like, okay. Whatever. So then he's like, let's go out. I'm going to Australia in like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, yeah. And I'm very, very I was like trying to do my show. So I was like, I'm pretty busy, but like possibly Saturday could work. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, great. Let's like plan for Saturday. The next day I get a text from him and I was like, okay, cool. I got to go get a text from him the next day. That's like, this is exactly how the text is. Hey, I know we said we'd possibly go out on Saturday, but I just remembered I have a thing, period. That's, I don't even know what, I was like, okay.
I mean, okay.
Okay, he has a thing. But at that time, too, my mind was very like, I've been through some shit. I was like, my mind space then was very much, don't be worried. Like, don't let a guy, whatever the fuck he's doing, consume you. And like, you start thinking about it and being offended. I was just like, whatever. I don't care that much about dating right now, but I want to be open. Because I was worried I was turning into a jaded woman at that time. So I was like, let me just be open. Cool. You want to meet? You don't? Whatever. So I was like, whatever, dude. Didn't think about it. He goes, I was like, that's just a weird and abrupt way to cancel.
I like that you said that. Did you say that to him?
I didn't say it, but it was like a thought. I just go, okay, cool, no worries. That's what I said. Because I really was like, you may or I may never see you again. But that I was like, I read that text and I was like, do you have Asperger's? Because that's not how you, it's not how you cancel.
No, especially someone you're trying to get to know.
Yeah.
And I don't think people should explain why they can't do something.
Absolutely.
But if you are trying to get to know this person, you can explain what that thing is.
Yes, yes. And just,
it's
or be
just
like,
I just. Letting you know about my life.
Right. Hey, like, I realize I have so much shit to do before. Oh, he was going to Australia in a week. That's what it was. I have so much shit to do before I go leave on Tuesday. And like,
yes.
Even that would have been normal. I'd be like, of course. Okay.
Great. Whatever.
So he goes, he's gone for like 2 weeks. I truly don't think about him. That's not just me saying, like, whatever. And then I'm home for the holiday. Come back from the holiday. It's after the new year now. So now I remember like it was like a January 3rd or something or 4th. I get a text from him who's like, hey, how was your New Year's and like how's your holiday? I was like, oh, great. How was Australia? He was like, amazing. I want to go back. He's like, I'd still want to get a drink if you're still down. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And then he was like, okay, how's Saturday? And I said, I was like, I'm available 7 to 9 p.m. on Saturday. And I said,
I love it. You gave him a 2-hour window.
I did because that's what it was. And I was like, you canceled so abruptly. Like, I'm not bending over backwards for you in any capacity. And I had 2 improv shows after.
Yes. So. You need to get to those improv shows. You got to play make-em-ups. I'm kidding.
You.
I do the same thing.
I know.
I will schedule dates in between like a stand-up show and an improv show or whatever. Because I'm like, I'm doing my thing.
You got to do your thing though, Nicole. You get it though.
Because
I'm like,
to.
I'm not going
to
be like, I'm not going to go to this show because maybe this guy who's probably going to end up to being a dick or wasting my time.
Yeah. Like doing a show is going to be 100 times more fulfilling than meeting up with some dude where you're like, he's bad?
Yes, exactly. So I was like, and you canceled so abruptly. Maybe I would have like finagled this a little bit. But I was like, no, that's you have 2 hours. And he goes, oh, we're doing windows now. And I was like, yep, that's what we're doing.
It's like, you're a dentist. You understand appointments.
Yeah, exactly.
There's like, your appointment time.
You have some 7 to 9. So we go, we meet it. He was like, okay, I'm narrowing it down to 2 places. This is when I lived on the west side. So he's like, okay, how about this place or this place? I picked one of the places. And we get there, and I see him standing outside. I get there, we hug, and then he's like, oh, I didn't realize there was a game going on. And so, like, this is, like, it's very game energy. Mm-hmm. It, like, whatever, basketball, I don't know what game it was. Some game.
Oh, okay. In the bar. I thought you said gay at first.
No!
I was like, that's so strange that you didn't clock that. He was like, there's a lot of gay. There's gay energy happening.
And then me
like,
being like,
I don't
okay.
want to go in, it's and then too me, gay.
Yeah, and me like, okay, yeah, that's fine, absolutely.
Sure, yeah, I get it, yeah, a lot of gay energy. Okay, so game.
There's
energy.
A game. There's okay. a game. Yeah. So there's a game, and everyone's screaming, and I don't know. So then we're like, okay, let's go to the other place that we canceled. But one of the things he says to me before we're waiting for an Uber, he calls mm-hmm. an Uber, and he goes, "Yeah, so it sucks. You have to go somewhere at 9 because my mom and dad bought tickets to some like performance art show. Mm-hmm. My mom is sick, but my brother and his wife also have a ticket to this. And like, if you didn't have to go somewhere, I would have said
so
we could go to
that." So on your first
yes.
date, he wants you to fucking yes. meet his family?
Yes, yes.
No, that's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, and I was like, yeah, I guess it's a good thing I have a show at 9:30. So like,
I don't have to fucking meet your family and be like, I don't even know him.
I don't, right. I was like, that's crazy. Now, also, Nicole, like men making me meet their family is
a running theme in your life.
Yes, yes, yes. Because okay.
It's so funny yes. that men immediately are like, "This is my mom," and you're like, "Please don't." No,
I know, I really
and the
don't.
Mom
and
is like, "Hello."
No, and that's the thing is like, I love meeting parents as my friends' parents. Mm-hmm. I just love meeting people's parents. I'm like, oh, cool. Let me like see.
Yeah, but
where
not
you
a dude that you haven't
no.
even fucked yet.
No, I don't at all. Or have fucked 2 days ago. I don't want to meet your. I don't want to meet your parents. I do not want to meet your parents.
It's weird.
I didn't meet his parents. We go to this other bar, mm-hmm. go to the fucking bar. And then we're at this date. He says to me, I'm like, I got to give you guys the context for this, what happens okay. next. Because we're not even into the thick. We're going to no. get into the thick. Okay. So we go to the bar. We're talking. I say to him, he says, I like rap that like says something, rap with a message. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay. And I used to be like a hip hop connoisseur and thought I wanted to be an A&R for real. Like for like,
what's A&R?
Like artists and repertoire. They like find talent and like, and like develop like musical talent.
All
yes.
right.
For 2 seconds, I was like, that's what I want to do. I love mm-hmm. music. So then, I was like, okay, all right, let's see. It's a mm-hmm. pink flag when he says that. So I'm like, okay, it's not quite red. It's not fully red.
Like a rose-colored flag, maybe magenta.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, who are your favorite rappers? And he's like, so he says, okay, I got to remember Eminem. And I thought that was the first one.
Yes. He is really saying something. He's going to murder his wife.
Yes, exactly.
Every album.
Yes.
And Kim's going to get it.
Lots of F words and lots of homophobia.
Lots of F words.
And so I was like, okay. And I thought, maybe there are some black people who would say Eminem as
no.
well. And you know what, Nicole, that's the crazy thing is that when I walked away from the situation and now talking about it, I'm like, no, uh-huh. I actually don't know a black person who'd be like, in my top three rappers,
no,
Eminem.
You so respect like, Eminem, but he's not yes. your top three. No offense, Eminem, if you're a listener.
Yeah, right. You know, Eminem's always listening to a dating podcast.
Imagine he's just sitting in Detroit being like, why won't nobody date her?
What if we found? I would love that.
It would be amazing.
I would love that.
It would really make my day. So he likes Eminem.
Eminem. Then he goes, Logic, okay? And I was like, Logic is white, but he mm-hmm. is a little black, to be fair. He is black, mm-hmm. but he looks white. So
he's the one who's got that suicide song?
Yes, yes. Okay. Okay. And then he goes, and then you might know, G-Eazy. These are his top three.
G-Eazy.
Fucker, then I get some money, G-Eazy.
I mean, G-Eazy, if you're a listener, you corny as fuck.
Isn't he?
When he performs, he like a biggest grin on his face, like a pompadour. He looks like he came out of like the auditions for Grease.
I feel like you get me because I also, last year, I was telling Hillary Matthews, I was like, I don't like him. I was like, he's really fucking corny.
Yes.
Corny is exactly, I was like, he's trying so hard. Like, so fucking, I watched him in some video Cardi B posted on her Instagram uh-huh. like last summer, and he like hops out of a van and like mm. gives her a gift from, I don't know if it was like a YSL gift, and mm-hmm. I was like, you are a fucking
corny.
And tried real hard to be cool. Real hard.
That fucking, that one song he's got.
Is it the fucker that I get some money yeah, one? Oh, it ain't safe for the black or the white girl?
Yes.
Or no? Is it not?
No, that's that song. But that song's only good when he has everybody featuring on mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's five different people. And then you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. In the video, he's...
I know.
Okay, don't so his even, favorite rappers are three white rappers. Exactly. Okay.
So I said to him, I said, hey, you just named three white guys. Like, that's... Right. And we live mm-hmm. in Nicole. We this was actually the moment I realized we live in a bubble because he's a year older than I mm-hmm. am. I really didn't know we lived in a bubble. I mean, I guess the election should have told me, but like more so like in our age group. I'm like, people mm-hmm. our age aren't like this. So I go, you just named three white guys. And I think any guy in comedy would have immediately been like, oh, yeah, shit. fuck. What
Whoops.
Have I done? No. And he was
NWA.
Like, yeah, he was like, oh, that's funny. He's like, that's funny.
And he's like, my opinion stands.
Yeah, he was like, that's funny. And I was like, no, I'm not making a joke. I'm just telling
it's
you.
It's also very funny that he said he likes rap that makes a statement.
Yes.
And then named three white guys when rap was birthed as like a fuck you to the establishment and being
uh-huh,
oppressed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what a dream. Oh, what
it was
a dream.
It was incredible. And I thought, okay, whatever. So then we go, that's a small part of the day. What happens is we have a little bit of a hiccup in between mm-hmm. first date and second. And I was like, hey, you can't like pull college boy shit with me as in like we're supposed to go out on whatever day mm-hmm. and then we don't hear from you. And I was like, I went to a party with my friend anyway. But I was just like, you just don't do that because I don't care enough about dating. I need to make it really clear mm-hmm. to you like right now in my life, this is not a priority
you're
for me.
You're taking up fucking yeah. space. If we're going to hang out. We're going to hang out.
Exactly. And I was like, so you can't pull that because I will just cut you off real mm-hmm. fast. And so then he's like, okay, no, I want to see you again. We go on a second date. He picks me up. We're driving to a restaurant maybe 5 minutes from my house and his mom calls mm-hmm. on the car phone and I was like, pick up. And he did, but I was joking. I was joking. And he's like, hey, mommy. And I was like, I can't believe, okay.
I love it. Mommy?
Mommy. And I was like,
I wish it was Mumsy. Hello, Mumsy.
I would have liked that more. He says, hey, mommy. And I was like, why would you say that in front of me? I don't like. And then she's like, hey, how was your doctor's appointment? And he was like, oh, it was good. Like, I guess he hadn't been to the doctor in a while.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, it was good. He said, everything's fine. And she was like, oh, who was the doctor? Was it a white guy? And he was like,
so weird.
Yes, yes. And he was like, no. He was like, no, it was a young black guy. And she was like, oh, okay. And I didn't know
weird.
What to make of that. I was like, it's very fucking weird that you're even asking. Like, who? I didn't understand what from that conversation made you be like, there shouldn't have been anything, but like,
maybe
what
he has a limit of colored folk he's allowed to talk to in a week. That's what.
Was the doctor black? And then he was like, no, black guy, whatever. And she was like, okay. And I was like, okay. So then they're talking some more. And then I'm like, this is crazy because he has not told her she's on the car phone, mm-hmm. like that he's with somebody. There's a passenger who he's met all of one time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're driving again. We're gonna be at the restaurant any minute. And then he's like, okay, well, I have to go. She's like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm going on a date. And it's like, no, you're on the date.
The date
started when you picked me up. Like, mm-hmm. we're on the date. And then she's like, oh, with who? Your neighbor? And he's like, mm-hmm. no. And then she's like, the Greek girl? And he's like, no. And then she's like, well, who then? Who? The black girl? And he's like, yeah. And then she says, oh, the black girl.
See, he had hit his quota of black people for the day.
That was, it's
it was
one.
Too much for her.
It's less than one.
It was less than one.
The quota is less than one.
The quota is like, don't even look at a black person. Yes. And he has touched now two.
Yes. And she goes, oh, the black girl. True. That I could interpret as true disappointment. It was not the same as the like, oh, okay, the doctor's black. And I was like, oh, the black girl. And then there's a beat. And then she's like, she was cute. And I'm thinking, you showed your after one date.
Which is so fucking weird.
It's weird. And then she was cute. And then he's like, yeah, uh-huh. Gets off the phone. We're walking to the because he's parked by now. Get walking into the restaurant. And he's like, man, did you see me the whole time? I was like so nervous with my mom on the phone. And I was like, no, I didn't look at you because this was crazy that you picked up. Like, what the fuck? And then he's like, I was so worried. Like if I was like, man, is she going to say something racist? Is my mom racist? And I was like, yeah.
Not if. Your mother is racist.
It's a game show.
A game show. Is my mom racist? You gotta ask. She is.
She is. Yeah.
I have a dear friend whose mom I see all the time, but she, I don't know if she's racist, but she always likes to bring up racist, like racial things.
Yes, yes.
She, last time I saw her, she was like, he told her not to say anything racial when I got there.
Specifically.
He was like, Mom, let's not talk about black people. Let's not talk about race.
Yes.
But she couldn't help herself. She was like just moving in her seat. And she was like, can I tell you about when I played bowling, when I bowled? I was like, yeah, tell me about when you bowled. She was like, I was on a team with all these black guys and we took a picture. And I was in the middle and I was like, guys, we're an Oreo. And then she laughed super hard.
Oh,
I didn't laugh. My friend didn't laugh. And then she was like, aren't I funny?
Oh,
I was
no.
like, yeah, you're funny.
Aren't
and
I?
Then she had said, okay, sorry. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back.
Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who, like, is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/date me today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/date me. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world. Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can, like, order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
And we're back! All right, Ego, I want you to go through my Tinder profile.
Okay, okay.
And tell me what you think.
Okay.
Listeners, I have changed it, so get ready.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Okay. So describe what you see.
Okay. Nicole, I see Nicole with like a diptych side-by-side picture, like where you split the picture. Mm-hmm. Nicole is eating what looks like top ramen with chops. Is it top ramen or is it regular ramen?
It's top. It's the cheapest one.
Okay. It looked like top ramen with chopsticks. She doesn't have a top on, but the side-by-side comparison is a picture from Kim Kardashian's Instagram, who is also eating noodles with chopsticks and also has no top on. Their hair looks very similar.
I tried my best to recreate that picture. Hair, it's my favorite.
Honestly,
thing.
Okay, Nicole, I do really love this picture, though. I mean, if you were trying to be funny, I mean, it's sure, it's funny, but I'm like, this is amazing.
Thank you. Also, really the chopsticks this. Are just two knives.
Oh, I know. I was going to say your chopsticks look a little thick. Mm-hmm. They look a little thick in the middle.
Did not have but chopsticks in my house.
Wait, this is very good. Do you get comments on this, by the way? Or do you
I just put it up.
Oh, it's very good.
Thank you. Yeah. Her picture made me laugh so hard because I was like, what came first? Because the caption was noodles.
Yes, yes.
I was like, did the pun come first or did Kim take her shirt off in a restaurant and everyone was like, Kim, you're nude, noodles.
And honestly, it does look like a restaurant because that tabletop is like granite.
Yes.
It's like a granite table.
She's not at home. She's out in nude.
No, she's not at home. Well, I love this one. Okay, wait.
Thank you.
That's a great. Okay. Then followed by a picture of you this at a bar with a pot. You have a pineapple top on your head, but you're holding the other half of the pineapple is your mm-hmm. beverage, contains your beverage. So you're at a bar. You look very beautiful, like and happy
you.
And jovial. Yes, I like this photo. You look so happy and like goofy. Okay, great. Hold on. Then we have you with the Barbie. Is that a Barbie truck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Barbie truck squatting. You're doing the prison squat. you know the prison squat.
Ooh,
we got to
yeah,
post for
the
your
yard
prison
squat.
Yes.
Get all the boys in the picture.
Yes, and you're now. I just want to go backtrack though. Like first one, hair is like Kim Kardashian's. Like it's like the purplish, mm-hmm. pinkish. Yes. Second one, curly hair. Third one, highlighted like brown golden hair. This is beautiful. I'm just like, okay,
thank
you're giving
you.
Them all the looks. Okay. And then the next photograph is you with a contraption of a different, is it a dildo? I'm such a prude that I'm like, what is that?
That was very funny. A contraption of sorts. What could it be? Oh, Dios mío, it's a dildo.
Clutching my pearls.
You truly clutched your pearls and I loved it.
Oh, because also, wait, let me, to be fair, I am a prude, but also, there are like she put like emoji like eyes on the thing like a mouth. She put a mouth and eyes and a nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so this is okay. Short hair, giving you're giving bedroom eyes in this one.
Mm-hmm.
This is good. So it's like I have sex is what this one says. And then this next one is a cat suit. Yes, bitch.
Show that
and she's
body, yaddy, yaddy.
Climbing an empty bookshelf. I love it. Okay. With the ballet flats on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love it. And it's showing the body. It's like a good view of the butt. It's a real view of like, what
got
if we.
Big old juicy
she's
booty.
Got a nice juicy butt. I don't want to swipe. I don't want to look at any other ones. This is good. And then, okay. Then picture of, is this you and your dog?
Yes.
Okay. You and your dog. She loves pets. This I'm just interpreting what all this means.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Loves pets. Loves her dog. Okay. Very good. And then with glasses, we've got the glasses look.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. I love this. Okay, now we have you and your cigarette and your coffee. Very New York. Mm-hmm. On a New York street.
Mm-hmm.
Great. She's about her fuck. I love this. Wait, no, let me read the bio or whatever. Okay. I guess the wildest fact about me is eating cake pays my mortgage. paying homage to Nailed It. Yes.
Yes. So you don't have to ask.
Yes.
I'm just telling you without saying it.
Yes. But do you think, but like if someone hadn't seen Nailed It, they'd be like, wait, explain to me how I can pay my mortgage by eating cake, right? Like,
well, I say there's several different ways. You can set up a paywall and people can pay and then you can eat some cake, a Patreon.
One of those things. Nicole, I like this. What was popping off on here before and what were some problems?
So I didn't have the little emoji eyes
on the dildo.
So men would just be like, oh yeah, baby, I'm down to fuck or whatever.
Okay.
And then I also started sending people messages on Bumble where I'd say something fun, fresh and easy, if you will.
Okay.
Last night I sent, if you were a dolphin, what would your name be? And he unmatched me.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Baby.
Why? I mean, how could we know?
Girl,
how could we know?
Definitely,
this is what's curious for me. I don't like Bumble because I think it's for cowardly men who like want a woman to initiate. I think they like hide behind the guise of like, oh no, this is like super feminist, and I know a woman founded Bumble, whatever. But I feel like the guys on there are just like, yeah, this is where to go. Like, woman has to talk to me. I get to. If they talk to me, like, I can match with them. If they talk to me, easy peasy for me from there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, honestly, it's easy peasy for you from there on an app with any woman on any other fucking app. Because, like, we're on a fucking app. And we both said, I think you're attractive. Please initiate the conversation, man. Like, that's what, on, like, Tinder, when I used to be on there, and it'd be like, you have all these matches. No one's saying a fucking word.
Yes, that's my issue right now. And I'm like, well, why did we match? One.
Yes.
I also don't understand why I match with men on Bumble and then I say something and then they're like, no, thank you.
Have you ever, okay, here's a question. Have you ever said that just like, hey, how's your day going? Which is, ugh.
That I think has been getting, that gets me more responses than my interesting ones.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like I said this on the last podcast, but here's one I sent to this man who didn't respond.
Okay.
Would you rather eat tinfoil every day for the rest of your life or turn into a potato every night for an hour?
I think they're scared. Not of like that you're crazy. I think that they're like, I can't keep up. Because I would answer that. If a dude sent me that, I'd answer that. In fact, I was having like a banter of sorts with some dude. Mm-hmm. What app was that on? I was on Coffee Meets Bagel for a quick second. Real boring. But and I was having that banter. And then, but he kept it going for hours, that kind of shit. And I was like, okay, no, we need to like talk regularly. And then I was like, all right, I'm bored by you. Because he was asking me shit like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, okay, cool. And I'm going to toss you one and we can toss it back. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, okay, after like an hour of that, we need to just have a normal conversation.
Yes. All I want is like you to be like, oh, tee-hee-hee, she's silly.
Yes, yes.
And maybe a little whimsical.
Yes.
Let me answer it in a way. See, I'm waiting for someone to answer one of these questions because guys have answered, but like very boringly.
Yes.
Because I'm like, okay, how am I eating the tinfoil? Rolls of tinfoil? Or like a bit with food?
Yes, yes.
And then
yes.
When I turn into a potato every night for an hour, what time?
Yes, I was going to say that.
And
that changes
do I have
things.
A roommate? And like, how does that, do I tell my roommate?
Yes, yes.
Will they keep me safe?
Uh-huh.
Is there
a possibility that you could get eaten?
I could get eaten?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Am I outside?
Yeah, yeah.
Can a coyote take me and eat me?
Yes.
There's so many, and that's what I want someone to be like, to be able to break down a joke, I guess?
Yes. I mean, but that's the thing, and be open, because I'm like, obviously, okay, I'm willing to give people the benefit of, I think a lot of people are crazy, but I'm willing to give people the benefit of the doubt and be like, you're sane. So if you did message me that, I'd be like, okay, they're just trying to have not your fucking typical boring, like, how's your day or week going? So I'd be like, let me answer that, or maybe throw one back at you, or we could like have a breakdown of it. And then like, great, this person's interesting. I'm interested, right? But I think men are intimidated because very recently we have this whole like women not being funny. Like this is like 5 years ago. I had a friend who was like, I had met him at this New Year's thing and he became friends with me and a bunch of my girlfriends. And we were on a group text and it was just him. And he was like, man, before I met you guys, I didn't know women were funny. And I'm like, what? And
I think that's depressing the way men think of women.
Mm-hmm.
I do a lot of shows.
Yeah.
And I did this one show where afterwards this man came running up to me. He's like, whoa, you were so funny. I've never seen a funny woman.
What?
And I was like, what? I was like, surely
you have. Exactly.
You have. I promise you have.
Right.
And then he was like, well, can you like give me the names of some funny women? I said, I'm not doing your homework.
What?
Just go online and watch some stand up. I promise.
There are so many funny women. I know more funny women than I know funny men. Straight up.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, and I think they're getting thrown for a loop and get really intimidated by it. Like, uh-huh. I matched with a guy on Hinge right before I deleted it, like last week. And he had like six pictures in the same outfit mm-hmm. with Velcro sandals and they were like he like had one of his face and then one of his full body pointing to the sandals and then one in mm-hmm. the bathtub with the full outfit with the sandals.
Oh, he thought he was so
yes so I matched
funny.
With him to be like, this guy thinks he's funny, so let's see. So he messages me something. Oh no, I said, I was like, do you bath in your clothes to mm-hmm. save time? And he's like, yeah, but sometimes I go to the office dripping wet. And then was like, you know, throwing buzzwords at me. So then I threw some back at him, like, yeah, I get it. Time management, rolling calls, like, I understand. Mm-hmm. And he didn't know what to do because he was like, no, I'm supposed to be funny. Not even saying that I was yeah. so funny. It was that I was like, I'm not scared of this. Let's have this conversation mm-hmm. about you fucking taking a bath in your full outfit, mm-hmm. even though you don't. But I think he was just like, what?
Yeah, no. Like, well, no, I'm the one. You're supposed to go tee-hee-hee.
And be like, what do you want? Wow. What do you mean? And then I was like, oh, you're scared. But I think that they are just genuinely, like mm-hmm. so many of them are like, she's asking me. She's not saying, hey, name, mm-hmm. what are you up to? Like, and they're like, no, what? Because why would they unmatch you? Because that's the only plausible reason I could think of.
I guess. I don't know. I went on a date with a man and I was very funny on the date.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, wee, firing on all cylinders. And he would like, I would say a joke that mm-hmm. was like funny.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then he would blink at me and then continue his boring story.
What?
And I was like, whoa, are you like gaslighting me to
what?
My face to be like, you're not funny.
Wow.
You didn't say anything funny. It was it was mind boggling.
Wow.
And I usually don't tell people I'm a comedian unless they know
mm-hmm.
or something comes up. Like, so I was out, ran into a friend. She was like, you were funny at that show the other night. And then the guy I was with was like, what do you mean show? And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I do comedy. And he was mm-hmm. like, oh, cool. Well, we haven't really talked about your job yet. So like, what do you do besides comedy? And I was like, oh no. I make my living doing comedy. And he's like, yes, but how? And I was like, I'm an actress and I like, mm-hmm. I do stand up and mm-hmm. like I tour.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, yeah, but like, what do you do during the week? And I was like, I don't know how to break this down to you that like, I don't expect everyone to know who I am, but if I say I make my living doing comedy, like,
that's it. Yeah, no, that's, I just told you, that's what I tour
right?
for stand-up, and that happens during
like,
the week.
If he was like, I'm a DJ, I wouldn't have been like, what do you do during the week? I'd be yeah. like, oh, okay, I guess you DJ.
Right,
I don't know.
Right.
That's how you make your money.
He couldn't wrap his head around that a woman could have a successful
yeah,
career as a comedian.
He was like, just like, so close to being like, but what do you file for your taxes as your occupation?
So like, comedy. Like, I actually do comedy. Yeah, I don't think that they're... I think that... Okay, this is another thing. As a funny woman, I'm like, I'm sure men are just so intimidated. They're so intimidated. And that guy that doing that blinking, that is infuriating me.
Oh,
honestly,
it made me...
I'm boiling right now a little bit thinking about it. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
I was floored. And then he goes, I have some friends who do comedy too. They just took like a 101 class. And I was like, baby, I've been taking 101 since 2008. Like,
yes,
I know, I've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, I got friends that did 101 right now. Yeah, I'm not like your friends. I have an actual job.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Yeah, that was a long time ago for me. Do you understand? I'm so mad about this guy, though,
he
right now. Nicole, the blinking. I'm really,
trash.
Really mad. What a dickhead. And then just continue his boring.
Oh,
that's
so
the other
boring.
Thing. By the way, all right, got to get on this. How do you feel about this? Do men ever make you carry the conversation on a date where you're like, I'm
yes.
putting on a show for you? That shit is also...
It's exhausting.
Yes, and I'm mad about it. Can hear my voice shift because I'm like, you guys, that call where I tell you the dude was like, oh,
uh-huh.
I wanted to see if you could carry a conversation because I wanted to date with this girl who couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you're boring. You are boring.
Yes, it's you. You're the reason. It's like, well, I don't know. You're not adding anything.
Mm-hmm.
Why
yeah.
should I add anything?
Yes.
You are being... awful.
Yes. When I went on the second date with him, I was like, let me take the back seat because he thought the first one was great. But mm-hmm. I was on, and not because I was trying to impress him. I'm like, I'm here for 2 hours. I may as well have mm-hmm. a good time myself and entertain me. And so the second date, I specifically made a decision to like, I'll take a little more of a back seat. What's our conversation going to be if I leave it to him? And it was just lots of like awkward like silences mm-hmm. and like didn't and like start of topics and like he didn't know what. And I was like, you're boring. Most of you are boring. This is like, you know, women can't carry a conversation and women aren't funny.
It's like,
you
guys are boring. Why should I?
Yeah.
Why should I put in all of the work for you to be like the Star Wars?
Yeah.
Who fucking cares about Star Wars?
No one cares. I don't ever want to hear about Star Wars ever. And it makes me so mad when they're like, oh yeah, let me keep, or when they are talking and it's like, mm-hmm. you realize what you're telling me is so boring. This has rarely happened to me, but I now notice it when it does, where I'm mm-hmm. like, someone is telling me a story and I'm truly not checked. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not checked in and not even, it's just like, this is a bad boy.
And you're just kind of blinking at them and you're like, oh, they're going to stop talking at some point and they're going to ask me what I think. And I'm going to say, yeah, I guess. And it's not going to be, that's not the correct answer.
I have a friend who always just goes, that's crazy. And I'll be like, that's your response crazy. To everything.
I went to the supermarket today. That's
crazy. Oh, man, crazy.
I mean, that's a good plan.
Okay, wait. All right. Have you been on Coffee Meets Bagel? You said
I hate it. It's you really have to get, like, beans to spread on people? Beans.
Oh, yeah. You
like,
got
what
it?
The fuck? Is this a video game? What is it?
Yeah. It's supposedly for, like, the serious dater. And my cousin found her boyfriend on Coffee Meets Bagel, but I'm like, bitch, like, you probably put in so much work.
So much time and so money much. And collecting beans.
Yes.
The collecting beans is
Stop
what makes
it.
Me angry.
She's so furious.
It makes me so mad. I was like, I can't like him. I need more beans.
I know.
Well,
I know.
I have to play a game to get more beans
or I have
pay
to
for
buy beans?
Beans?
Yeah, that shit is bullshit. Also, the beans low-key cost, like, the cost of some dating, like subscribing to dating,
like
a whole dating
$50 for 20 beans.
Yeah,
and like the rate of inflation on this app is insane.
It's so bad. It's bad. But also, I just signed up for a dating service. Our friend. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Great.
She was like, email these people. I emailed them. They gave me this big long questionnaire.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I don't know, man.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, I'm gonna ask you some questions that are from the questionnaire.
I can pull it up.
Okay, pull it up because I want to know what you said. Like, your deal breakers were.
I don't know if I said any deal breakers.
Here's the thing about deal breakers. I was thinking this when I was filling it out. Is like, what are my deal breakers? It's very hard to say. Like, obviously, being racist or homophobic.
I should have said that.
Yeah, but I think it's almost like that's a given, right? Like that I don't want to date a racist or a homophobe.
Okay, so let's see. Well, political views, I was like, probably liberal.
Yes, probably.
And they were like, do you want to marry someone of the same faith? I said, I don't need a Jesus person.
I don't need a Jesus person.
Let's see.
Nicole, these answers. this very serious dating service, uh-huh. matchmaking service. This is how Nicole's answer.
Would you describe yourself as outdoorsy? Fuck no.
Okay, I said no on that too.
And then it said, please list your favorite hobbies. I said, oh no, I don't know if I have hobbies. I do comedy and have fun for a living, so I don't need a creative outlet. I'm also busy a lot. Oh, no. I like to shop. Fuck.
Wait, did they respond to you? What did they say? They were like, great, we got it.
They were like, can you clarify some of this? I was like, sure. Oh, deal breakers. I said, I don't know yet.
Oh, boy.
Are you a smoker? Yes, but I keep quitting. Do you do recreational or hard drugs? Yes, I'll try anything once.
Nicole is answering her serious dating service questions like this. This is very funny to me because this is a paid membership once you get.
Yep. Uh-huh. Describe your type if you have one. Taller than me, thick but not fat. Smaller than me, but can be chubby.
What?
I don't know.
This is one of the ones they need a clarification
on. And then
on.
I said, I don't know. I said, I don't know how two real big fatties have sex. Seems
Nicole.
Hard and like too much work. I like big hands. I don't know.
Nicole! Nicole!
I never read this after I sent it.
Nicole.
Oh, no.
Nicole, what the
they
fuck?
They probably think I'm insane.
No.
Maybe I should redo it and do
Nicole, please.
But they did answer me back. Also, so I emailed first. So I was like, I got your name from a friend. They were like, okay. And then I was like, just quick question. You hook fatties up? You tell me about that. And they were like, some of our members do like bigger women, and we have had success. I was like, cool. Because I don't want to pay for nothing. And then someone sees me, and they're like, too big.
Right.
Because I know that, like, some men just truly don't like fat women, which is fine. Yes. It's a preference, whatever.
And some women don't like fat men, and some women don't like skinny men.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever. But that was fair. That's, like, fair to ask. It's tempting to me to be like, and I'm curious if all the people on that app are white. Like, or it's not an app, sorry, to be clear.
Yes,
all the client
service.
Service are white.
I meant to ask that because I do think I want a black man.
Yeah. I think I do too. Okay, I'm scared now if I'm going to say something offensive because I've dated mostly white dudes.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm like, but then I have dated some black guys. And I'm like, I think I want a black man also. Mm-hmm. I think I do. I think there's like a cool understanding.
So like specifically, there was Proud Boys or whatever the fuck they're called.
Oh,
alt-righty people.
Yeah.
At a bar in Atwater, close to where I live. And I was like, what if I meet one of those men who's like not in uniform?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, come on, let's go back to my house. And then they hate crime me.
Yes.
Now I'm big as fuck. So like, I think it might be hard to hate crime me.
Right.
But like, I'm so big that if you swing a bat, you'll hit me.
Yeah, no.
You know? So like, I don't want to get caught up
yes,
in that.
Yes.
So I was like, maybe I don't date white dudes until everybody gets their racism under control.
Right. Well, this is the thing is, of course, you know that like, we know that not all, I feel like the alt-right guys wouldn't want to talk to us anyway. Like, I think they'd be, this is mind-boggling to me. My friend, like, 2 years ago, no, it was fucking last year, she's talking about some co-worker of hers. I was like, oh, everyone thinks Rihanna's hot. Unless, like, they just, like, don't like her face, but everyone thinks she's hot. And then she was like, no, not true. I heard these white boys talking at a bar, last week, and they were like, okay, if you had to choose between, I don't know if it was like Demi Lovato and Rihanna, who would you pick? And
you can't say Demi Lovato.
I know, no. But the guy goes, that's easy. I don't think black girls are attractive. So like Demi Lovato. And
that's
like,
so wild to me. I think black women are beautiful.
I know.
Just like gorgeous creatures.
It took me a minute
to like get to that place where I was like, I like my big nose. I like my big lips. I like the way I look. I think I'm stunning.
Yes, you are. I'm sitting here right now shook, like her nails. I just wanted the pops of color in her outfit, her hair, her nails. She looks
and
great.
You are stunning.
Thank
it
you.
Is but mind-boggling.
But even
that you're
for
single.
Me too. I mean, you too. It doesn't make sense. Is it, guys will be like, I just want a girl who wants to have fun and has a personality. And I'm like, you're funny, you have a personality, and you're beautiful, and like you have a career and you're successful. Why the fuck are you single if you don't want to be? But I will say, like, I took a long time as well to. It was like I told my friend, it's like being like an out of the closet black person because I'm Nigerian too. And so much of I grew up around white people. So it was very much like, no, I'm like you. See, I'm like you. And I was never like ashamed of my identity.
No,
per se,
but you don't want to be different.
Yes.
You're like, I'm just like you. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
Ego, we do have to wrap up.
Okay.
I ask all of my guests, except for Carl Tart, because I forgot. Would you ever date me?
Yes. Are you kidding me?
No!
Yes. Yes, it'd be so fun.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And unpredictable, and we'd fly first class places.
Yeah, we would not. I would. And I would let you walk past me, and I would have no issues about it.
That's my girl.
I would say goodbye, darling.
See you when we land.
And everyone would go, oh, she has to go in the back with the others. I'd be like, yes, if this plane goes down first, we get off first.
That's so sad.
All right, Ego, do you have anything you want to promote?
See my show, Great Black Women, and Then There's Me. I may do it again, and I may not.
There we go.
And also, come to my Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Eggy Boom on Instagram, at Eggy _Boom on the Twitter.
Do you have a website?
No website. Should I get one?
I mean, it's been easy. Some lady yelled at me in the street. She was like, why don't you have a website? And I was like, I don't know. And then I had a whole website saga.
Okay.
Where this lady took my name, Nicole Byer.
Oh, I remember. I saw you post about that on Instagram,
so
I think. Yeah.
Now it's just NicoleBayerWasTaken.com. But it makes it easier because then people are like, well, where can I see your show dates? And you're like, this one place.
Okay, yeah.
So I say, and Wix is very, Lauren Lapkus was like, Wix is easy. And her website's gorgeous.
Okay.
I emailed her and was like, this is great. Who did this for you? And she's like, me, bitch. And
really?
I was like, yes, girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. All right. It's done. Okay.
So if you, Wix is not a sponsor, but I know. It's a great platform. If you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe, rate it 5 stars. And if you say something nasty in the little comment section, I'll read it. This person, JZULU95, said, I want to give you the Kentucky Klondike Bar, the act of freezing a bowel movement and sexually penetrating another frozen bowel movement, which doesn't quite make sense. Because do I have to get in a freezer for my shit to freeze?
Yeah, that's, I'm curious now, because I thought he was going to say freezing the bowel movement.
And then fucking
me with it. The, like, frozen poop, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, JZULU95, I'd love some clarification as to what the sexual act is. But thank you for the 5-star review. And, bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at tmobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at tmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.